In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we heard the gospel reading of the healing and the healing of the blind beggar, and it is found in Luke chapter 14. Jesus often urged people to go to God in prayer. Just leave the table, it's okay. As I was saying, Jesus often urged people to go to God in prayer and persistently to bring their physical and spiritual needs to Him. Ask, He said, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. And that, of course, the famous passage from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It is true that we don't always receive what we ask for. We must leave room for God to act in our lives according to His perfect will for us. But regardless, we do receive a physical or spiritual healing, an unexpected solution to our personal problem, a new opportunity for reconciliation with someone, renewed strength to face a distressful situation or some other blessing that we may need in our lives. Our Lord's unfailing promise is that everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find, and the door will be opened to him who knocks. A good example of this spiritual alertness and strong faith is provided by the blind beggar. He is named actually in the Gospel of Mark, the same account in Mark, as Bartimaeus. So we have a name with the blind beggar whom Jesus met while coming to Jericho. Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus and his healing for those that approached him with faith, approached Christ. As Jesus came by, Bartimaeus eagerly seized on probably the only opportunity in his life to speak to Jesus in person. The crowd of people tried to stop him from bothering Jesus, but he persisted until he got his attention. In his mind, he believed with strong faith that Jesus could make him well. Faith, especially strong faith, you see, is more than just a belief in your mind. It is a conviction in your heart that causes you to take action. And that is exactly what happened in today's gospel lesson with the blind beggar. Let's return to the scene as Jesus of Nazareth was passing by Bartimaeus, who was in a crowd. At that very crucial moment, Bartimaeus was faced with a decision. As I see it, he had three options. His first option was to be silent. Secondly, he could beg for money and or food from the crowd. Or finally, he could ask for help. Certainly, if he were to ask Jesus for help, this would mean that Jesus was more than just a good teacher or even a prophet to him. This would mean that he believed Jesus was the Messiah. This is indeed what he believed and professed, because he called out to Jesus in this way, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more for Jesus to have mercy on him. This man believed in his mind that Jesus was the Messiah. However, that was not enough, for he had not taken an action, he had taken an action not once, but twice with Jesus then opportunity, if he had not done this, then opportunity would have certainly passed him by. After the second plea, Jesus stopped and ordered that the blind man be brought to him. So he certainly got his attention. When he drew close to Jesus, the Lord asked him the following, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" Christ knew what the man wanted, but he encouraged this man to prove his faith and to be an example to the others who were crowded around him so that they could see and hear. When the man said, "Lord, I want to see," Jesus responded and said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has healed you." Jesus taught throughout his life on earth all about correct faith for the people then, just as he continues to teach us today. You see, it's important for us to go to God in prayer, but we also have to do some work also, right? We have to do some things to make sure that we're good people, to make sure that we're following the commandments, to make sure we're in church, to make sure we're receiving the commandments, to make sure that we're studying Scripture, to make sure that we are studying God's Word and understanding it. And if we don't understand it, to ask for help. Seek and you will find. Knock on the door and it will be open to you. In looking at the crowd that day, in their mind, they may have believed, but in their heart and through their actions, they did not. The blind man, however, did respond correctly, with faith of mind, heart, and action, even as he was rebuked by those around him. This is also how we should respond, like the blind beggar today, Bartimaeus, in the gospel lesson. We are all challenged, just as this blind man was, to show that our faith is more than just a belief in our minds. People say, "Oh yes, Father, I believe, but just because I believe, that's good enough." Unfortunately, it's not. We have to put that belief into action. We have to do something about it. Bartimaeus had to stop Jesus. He had to call out to him, not once, but twice. He had to get his attention. This is how we should respond. We need to get the Lord's attention. He's listening all the time, hoping and imploring that we are reaching out to Him. We are all challenged, just as the blind man was, to show our faith. But faith is more than just belief in our minds. It must also be a conviction in our hearts that causes us to follow through and to take action, a true, proper, and correct action towards our Lord Jesus Christ. You have ample opportunities. Take advantage of these opportunities. Respond to our Lord. He hears everything, as I said, that you say. He loves you. Show Him your love. Amen.